The Peter Dare Crisis. When the band The Enid played, a bloke in a white suit turned up. He was a villain, but I did not know. He got in with Robert Godfrey, the lead singer, and agreed to manage them. A big mistake. Ron and his barman had left, so I had to find a replacement. I interviewed Hillary, later called Von Hillary, in view of her strictness. I remember sitting next to Hillary in the club at a big table counting the money each week. She was given the keys to Cyril Smith, our safe. Sometimes I felt attracted to Hillary because she was quite fit, if not a little older than me. At the Enid gig I did notice how well she got in with the man in white suit, but I did not think anything of it. A couple of weeks later we were having a band practice at my house, a group of friends including Splodge. He was on the drums in my upstairs front room. I did not use downstairs because it was haunted by the ghost of Mrs. Margaret Troyd. The neighbors said she was murdered in the downstairs room by her husband, not sure if that's true. Splodge said, "Paul, why is Peter Dare outside your house with a fit woman?" We all poked our heads round the curtain. It was him. He was doing a recce of my home address. He said, "You're going to get done over, mate. He is a right criminal." Splodge should know because he was in the Enid fan club and was always talking to Robert Godfrey on the phone. Splodge said, "You must report this to the police." So I went to Fall Street and told them. The pigs said, "What do you want us to do about it?" I said, "Put it in the station log that this has happened." It was Reading Festival. Off I went for the weekend. It was great. I felt that I was a part of this great business. I gave out flyers for the club. When I came back home, I nipped in the club to get some cash. I noticed the strong room door open, and even worse, Cyril Smith was open. Both his drawers were pulled out. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to work out that I had been done over, and it looked like keys had been used. I phoned the pigs. I hated them because every night they were on Thatcher's BBC News arresting minors. I went to the police. They interviewed me. Nice cop, nasty cop. They kicked my chair, but I did not fall off it. CUS, I knew that's what they did. They said they had heard it all before and I had arranged it as an insurance job. I called the officer a fucking pig to his face and said, "I have not got any insurance." They arrested Von Hillary. I told him it was not her and they should remember I reported Peter Dare at my house 2 weeks before. They came to the club to interview the staff. I felt they were just trying to find out how we work. Von Hillary was still in clink. I was sure she would not do that. I said, "Why don't you interview Peter Dare?" They said, "Listen, Sunshine, don't tell us how to do our job." I came out with the famous one-liner. I said, "I don't want the money back if it means wankers like you are going to find it." The police stormed out making guarded threats against me, probably about me holding the license. Von Hillary was released. I do not believe Peter Dare was ever interviewed. We lost £3,800 and had to pay VAT on it. 2 months later, Peter Dare was arrested and charged with the manufacture of class A drugs and was given 5 years in prison. To this day, I believe he was under surveillance at that time, and to interview him about my money may have blown the police operation against him. Our cash was never recovered. I stood by Von Hillary. In my view, she was obviously involved by letting Peter Dare nick the keys from her house without breaking in. I felt naive in not seeing the truth. She left of her own free will soon after.